Now to the other big story I mentioned earlier and the newest chapter in the war against the extremist group ISIS. This time we're not talking about airstrikes against the group's bases in Syria or Iraq, but in Libya. And the airstrikes were carried out by Egypt. It happened after a video emerged of ISIS militants apparently beheading 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians in Libya. Our friend Borzu Daragahi is Middle East correspondent for the Financial Times. He says he started noticing an expansion of ISIS influence in Libya over the past few months.
It was really September when you first saw armed groups waving ISIS's distinctive black banner, driving in convoys through the eastern Libyan city of Derna and in Benghazi. Also, in recent weeks, you've had various bombings claimed by ISIS affiliates in the capital, Tripoli. And so this has been happening over and over again, these signs that ISIS is emerging, but has been largely ignored and downplayed, actually, by some Western diplomats and analysts, and not really paid attention to by the Western media because of the focus on Syria and Iraq.
And do you get the impression that this really is some form of ISIS, or is this just a radical Islamist group taking advantage of the street cred of ISIS?
I think it could very well be both. But if you look at this horrific 5 or 6 minute video that they released, it contains the distinct aesthetic markers of other ISIS execution videos. So you had the kind of horror movie motifs. You had the particular music. You had the very high HD quality video. And you had this sort of obsession with the fear on the faces of these men as they were beheaded on a beach. And so there was a very, very, I would say, I don't know, almost cinematic similarity between this video and the ones that have been coming from Iraq and Syria. So many experts are saying that this is for real and this is something that people should be very worried about.
Yeah, if this is for real, it's a fairly terrifying concept that ISIS is now spreading to a country that's not contiguous with Iraq and Syria. How much influence can we say that ISIS now commands?
It's hard to say. I think perhaps more damaging, potentially, is a semi-partnership that some of these jihadi groups have with the Tripoli-based authority. Libya is locked in a very complicated civil war, pitting two sides, one an Islamist-leaning authority that has proclaimed itself the government of Libya in the western capital of Tripoli, and one the internationally recognized government. It's backed by Egypt and the United Emirates. These two various factions of armed groups and political parties have been at war with each other, and it is in the chaos of this war that ISIS has really taken root. And I think for Egypt, this also presents an opportunity. They've been clandestinely supporting one side in Libya's civil war for months now. Now they can come out in the open and start attacking targets in Libya without having to hide behind a Libyan front, so to speak.
Much of the problem around the region is that governments, including our own in the United States, want to attack the problem with airstrikes and airstrikes alone. What can Egypt really accomplish by bombing targets?
I think that's a very good question. I think we're in danger seeing a situation whereby these governments, such as Egypt right now and Jordan after the killing of the pilot, are basically reacting to appease their own publics rather than to accomplish any strategic or even tactical goals on the ground in the countries where these problems are fomenting. And there are some reports of civilian casualties because of these airstrikes. Nothing has been confirmed, but there is this worry that this kind of airstrike strategy won't do anything.
Borzu, you spend a lot of time in Egypt and Libya and the region, certainly. Are you a little nervous about what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very dark time. And this ISIS Frankenstein that's developed is just a threat that we none of us imagined before. And it is menacing people. It is frightening people. It's not good for anyone, really, except the most extreme sick people who are attracted to this group.
Borzu Daragahi, always great to speak with you. Thanks.
It's been a pleasure.
Borzu is Middle East correspondent for the Financial Times, based in Cairo.